One of the things that made Sandy so unusual was the path it followed. The huge storm made a sharp turn westward over land in a way that storms don't usually do. Adam Sobel of Columbia University and the Lamont-Doherty Earth Observatory says a high-pressure system located south of Greenland blocked the storm from moving east. In his paper published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, he used models to predict the movement of air currents like that.
We find that these type of blocks are projected by the best climate models we have to become less frequent in a warmer climate, not more frequent.
But Sobel says this one factor doesn't mean storms as damaging as Sandy will become less likely, because many factors are at play for hurricanes to happen. First, they have to form, then intensify, and then come up and hit the coast.
All of those things can still happen without a blocking high being there, and they could even happen more frequently for other reasons, and there's some indications in particular that hurricanes will become stronger in a future climate.
Also, he says, with the expected rise of sea levels, flooding events are more likely. The findings are the subject of academic debate, with other climate scientists, including Jennifer Francis of Rutgers University, disagreeing about how air currents will change the direction of storms. Francis says we should expect more severe storms, especially because there seem to be more late-season tropical storms. Craig LaMalt, WSHU News.